Welcome, world, to another edition of Heartworks Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Jones Jr. Today is August the 16th, Thirsty Thursday. Get your shot of motivation. I am so sorry about last week. I did not do an episode because it was my wife's birthday. And fellas, you know, a happy wife equals a happy life. So I got distracted within her birthday and wasn't able to do the show on the day of. And I didn't want to really do it on the day after. So I just waited till this week. I hope everyone has had a great last few days. It's the end of the work week. If you work a 9-to-5, if you're an entrepreneur, it's just another day of the week. You guys know my segment, You Won't Believe This. So I was at my buddy's family reunion, and you know, it's people out, we having fun, and the police came. And my buddy was like, yeah, the police came by. He didn't want to bother us, but he was telling us about a man in a pickup truck going around breaking into people's cars. So the part of the you won't believe this, the cop said, well, if he fall on the ground and bump his head, I don't got nothing to do with that. Just call the police after and we'll come get him. So basically the cop said, hey, if you catch him and y'all get on him, I don't know nothing. That's a good feeling to know that if someone does something wrong to you, you're able to retaliate in a way that you can get them back and you won't be in a bad situation with the police. So my other you won't believe this, as you guys know, I work at a school and I work in life skills. I don't think it really matters if it was life skills or if it was regular class, but there's this song and it's in Spanish. But the way that they dance and is humping and bumping and grinding, like, it's not, it's just a little animal by himself. And we figured out what the title meant. And we haven't told the kids what it means because they'll go home and repeat it. So the you won't believe this is every day these young children want to listen to this song that they shouldn't be listening to, but they dance. And luckily, we're smart enough not to tell them the meaning of what's going on because it'll go bad. Those are my two you won't believe this for the week. If you have a you won't believe this, you can always email me at Eric Jones Jr. Speaks. You can always hit me up on Facebook, Eric Jones Jr. Speaks, IG, Eric Jones Jr. Speaks. Oh, my email is Eric Jones Jr. Speaks at Gmail. I don't think I said it. If I did, I'm just repeating it so you know it. So, this week's topic, I'm just going to call it spades. Yeah. So this week, as I said earlier, I was attending my buddy's family reunion. I've attended the last 2 years. This will be the third. And they have a spades tournament. And if anybody know me, I'm down to play spades anytime, all the time. No matter where, when, how, wherever we at, I'll play some spades. So I get in the tournament. And our first hand, they randomly picked. It was me and a seasoned lady, a young lady. Just gonna say that. And our first hand, we gave out a Boston. If you don't know spades, a Boston is you win dang near every book. So when you win that first book, you get them off the table. Second team came. Oh, this is the funny part about this one. The guy that was against us, one of them, he was my wife's partner last year. And he was talking mess before we played this year. And he didn't get a chance to play. Just say that. He in and out. My daughter wanted to watch. She went somewhere. She came back and she was like, it's over. It's over. We got him out of there. Our second opponent, They didn't get Boston. They put up a little fight. Smooth through them. I think that was the we made it to the championship. And we made it to the championship. It was close. I'm talking about family reunion was there. Extra 30 minutes. We going back and forth. We setting each other. We just talking trash. And it comes down to the last hand. Or the last go round. They had 250. We had 230. But we are going 300. When you go to 350, a book is 10. All they needed was 5 books. All we had to do was set them to win. It was looking good. It was down to they only had like 3 or 4 books. And bam, bam, bam. One of the players, he got the book and they end up winning. So 3 years in a row, I've came in second place in this spades tournament. Not liking it at all. But what I realized in spades and in life, you have to have a good partner or you have to have a good teammate or teammates. Because spades, you get your cards, you don't know what the cards are, but you have to come up with a strategy to be able to win in spades. You got to be able to read the board. You got to be able to count the cards and realize, okay, I got a whole bunch of clubs. Somebody else ain't got that many. Somebody is cutting. You got to realize, your partner has to pay attention. Because if they throw the king down and you throw another face card down as, say, the jack or the queen, that's the last of his hand. He's cutting. Let me go back to it. You have to pay attention. Just like in life, when you were born or just as you grow older, you don't know what kind of cards you're going to be dealt. But you have to come up with a strategy. You have to come up with a strategy with a plan to succeed. But you have to have a team around you. Some people are married and their team is their spouse and their children. So you have to have a strategy. You have to have a plan for your marriage. You have to have a plan for your family. You have to have a plan for your business and a plan for your wife's business. You have to have a budget. You have to make sure that you have a checklist and you check everything off to make sure that you are strategized for life. When it comes to family, if you have a business team, you have to add value in some way. Maybe just like in spades, you have a lot of face cards. You have all the aces, but you might not have a lot of spades. You got to add value. You got to throw them aces out, get your books so your partner can come behind you with those spades. You have to add value when you're on the team. You have to play team ball. It's not about you. It's about playing with the team because you want to win. When you get around winners, you continue to win. So on Sunday, my wife, her mom came up, cooked dinner, and we got to play in spades. It was me and her mom versus her and our friend. And me and mama-law, we went to work. We got a Boston in there. We spanked they booty. And I got around a winner because she's played spades. She knows spades. She dealing, throwing all kind of crazy ways, not miss dealing. And we won. Because we were in the same situation as me and my partner in the tournament, 250 to 230, but we set them. We were able to beat them. So when you get around other winners, then you're able to win. But you have to have a strategy. You have to strategize.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.